Hello, my name is Karen Lopez from Opinion Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events today. First of all, can you tell me, are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Okay, and are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as something else?
Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably
yes.
vote? Or
definitely vote.
Okay,
I
thank
will
you
vote.
So much. Okay, got it. And now, would you please tell me your age?
I am 79.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, in Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. So how would you describe yourself?
White.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
In Florida?
Yes.
In the wrong direction.
Okay. Now, thinking about the elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or for the Democratic candidate?
For Congress?
Yes.
Republican.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations that you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable, very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. And if you don't recognize one of them, that's okay, just let me know. And here is the first one. Kamala Harris.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Then we have Donald Trump.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. The next one is Darren Soto.
I'm right in the middle on him. Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, got it. Then we have Thomas Kalifux.
I'm very neutral on him because I don't know that much about him.
Oh, so you don't have any opinion about him?
No opinion. Correct.
Okay, got it. Then we have Republicans in Congress.
Okay.
Again, the same options, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Okay.
So what will be your opinion about them?
Oh, all of them in general. The
yes.
in Congress. somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, got it. Then we have Democrats in Congress.
The same, somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. And the next one is the Project 2025.
Unfavorable.
And is that somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay. And the next one is Joe Biden.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is Ron DeSantis.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. Now, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you, again, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for the United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Devin Mercosell Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Powell.
Did you say Powell?
Yes, the Democrat.
Okay. And if the election for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Galifax, the Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Shalopo.
Okay. Now, as you may know, there will be also amendments on the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Now, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Support.
Okay. And now I would like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the prices of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare. So families then have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. And then we have Colonel Thomas Chalifax is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for 30 years. Colonel Chalifax will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by curing wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifax will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. So now, if the election for the United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalifax, the Republican, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Chalifax.
Okay, thank you so much. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus on right now? The choices are promoting traditional values in schools, making healthcare affordable for working families, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, making owning a home more affordable, lowering grocery prices, lowering inflation and gas prices, protecting Social Security and Medicare, improving A4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, bringing down rent prices, tackling crime and in public safety, ending the gun violence epidemic, securing our border, or protecting reproductive freedom.
So you choose one?
Yes, the most important to focus on right now for you.
Healthcare.
Okay, thank you. And which is the next most important issue?
I'm trying to think of all the ones that you... could you repeat them again? I'm sorry.
Oh, sure. Don't worry. The choices are promoting traditional values in schools, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, making Owen home more affordable.
Increasing wages and securing jobs in Central Florida.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Will it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? And the first one is, Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone.
Somewhat.
Okay. Then we have Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
I support that. I can't. Very convincing. I can't remember what the options were for answers.
Okay, thank you. And now we have Soto has worked to keep our communities safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry.
Okay, I support that.
So this is very convincing or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat.
Okay. Then we have Thomas Chalifax is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Then we have Thomas Chalifax will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our communities with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies.
Not convincing.
So this will have no effect in your decision.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
If this makes no difference on your decision, because the options are very convincing, somewhat convincing, and no effect.
Not convincing.
Okay. Then we have Thomas Chalifax will support the Trump-backed America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for 30 years, Chalifax will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for the United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifax, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
I may lean towards Soto.
Okay. And now let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. And again,
how much longer is this going to go on, this call?
We are 60% complete, and with this, we will jump to, 75.
All right. Go on.
Okay, thank you. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or will it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? The first one is, Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that target our small businesses.
That's concerning. I can't remember what my options were.
The options are if you have serious doubts, some doubts, or no.
Okay,
thank
you. It would affect me,
And then we have, while Charlie Fox says he was a successful business owner, he and his companions owned over $15 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures.
That's an issue. Concerning.
Is that serious doubts or some doubts?
Some doubts.
Okay. The next one is, despite having a personal furniture of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Chalifax continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks. While his backers fight to abolish Social Security and could support programs for veterans who are in need.
That's not a concern.
Okay. Then we have, Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can trust him with another term in Congress.
Not concerned.
Okay. And then we have, Thomas Chalifax stands with the Republicans who support government intervention in people's private healthcare decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women.
I don't believe that, so I'm not concerned.
Okay. And the last one is, Thomas Chalifax blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took $116,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic.
Not concerned.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifax, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
I'd go back to Chalifo.
Okay, thank you. And now, what is your primary source for national and political news? Your local newspaper, Orlando Sentinel, El Nuevo Dia, cable news networks, local networks,
affiliates.
Okay, thank you. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
I voted for Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree that you completed in school?
Bachelor's in college.
Okay. And do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Got it. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time and your help.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.